Avalanche report for Thursday, the 13th of February 2025. Weak layers deep in the old snowpack necessitate caution. In addition, the wind slabs must be taken into account. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Winter sport participants can release avalanches in isolated cases, with a large load in most cases. Avalanches can in very isolated cases penetrate deep layers and reach medium size. The fresh snow and local wind slabs must be evaluated with care and prudence, in particular on steep shady slopes and a high altitude. The avalanche-prone locations for dry avalanches are to be found in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. In particular on steep south-facing slopes, small and, in isolated cases, medium-sized natural avalanches are possible. In the regions exposed to heavier precipitation, this applies in particular. And now the snowpack. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes. These can be released in isolated cases. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers on wind-protected shady slopes at elevated altitudes. At elevated altitudes, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. Some snow has fallen over a wide area. Above approximately 1,200 meters, snow will fall on Thursday. The snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1. Deep persistent weak layer, DP.6. Cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 14th of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.